listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. Protesters have clashed overnight at a One Nation event. Anti-trans demonstrators reportedly targeted an LGBTQI rights group who were protesting near a speaking event in Sydney for Polly Mark Latham. Police arrested two men at the scene after glass bottles and other items were allegedly thrown at police. Over to the US, and Donald Trump is still waiting for his possible arrest over hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. The former US president has spoken on his website overnight, Truth Social, maintaining his innocence.
Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick and it's fake news.
Security has been bolstered in New York and Washington in case any protests break out. The Reserve Bank has signalled a pause on rate hikes could be on the way. The minutes from the RBA's latest meeting are out, and while it's confirmed they aren't done with rises, it did confirm they will consider a case for a pause next month, depending on how the economy is faring. Meantime, you aren't imagining things if you've noticed Easter eggs are more expensive this year. The cost of living has hit the holiday goods. The Cadbury Dairy Milk Bunny, which was $8 last year, has now jumped to $10, while the price of a standard Lindt Bunny has increased 14% from last year to $8. China and Russia have called their second day of talks successful. Vladimir Putin says the Beijing peace plan could settle the war if Ukraine is ready, while they also signed statements reflecting the country's relations.
We've signed two program statements, and they fully reflect the nature of Russia-China relations, which are at the highest point of taking the whole history of our two countries.
That translation thanks to Sky News UK. Meantime, the Japanese PM has been meeting with the Ukrainian president in Kyiv, with Volodymyr Zelensky agreeing to make a virtual appearance at the G7 summit in May. And that planned timing error may have caused students to rush to finish their language test. The authority behind the national test admits there was a mistake with the instructions given to teachers. A handbook advised them to say when your timer says 15 minutes, you should be close to finishing, but that should have said 30 minutes. And Woolworths is now offering telehealth consultations with appointments starting at $25 for a medical certificate, but the Australian College of GPs has questioned the prices. Wayne Bennett's Dolphins will be without Felice Kaufusi for Friday night's Brisbane derby with the Broncos. The enforcer was found guilty of a dangerous contact charge at the NRL judiciary last night, copping a 4-game ban. If Kaufusi entered an early guilty plea, he would have only missed 3 weeks. The AFL Tribunal sent a strong message that the bump is dead last night, handing Shane McAdam a 3-match ban. The Crows unsuccessfully attempted to argue the contact wasn't severe, given the Giants' Jacob Ware was cleared from a concussion test. And Socceroos striker Mitch Duke says upcoming internationals against Ecuador in Sydney and Melbourne will be anything but friendly.
Well, Graham Arnold's building for the Asian Cup and the new World Cup cycle as well, so we've got to show ourselves. There's no real friendly matches, I feel like, in international football. You're playing for your country.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers easing in Brisbane, reaching a top of 28, same for the Gold Coast and 27, partly cloudy for Sydney, 25 the max, similar skies for Melbourne and 23, grey skies for Hobart, 17 the max, sunny and 28 in Adelaide, blue skies for Perth too, getting up to 31 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.